Welcome to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse, a portal of energy transmissions from spirit guides streaming light frequencies through sound. These vibrational messages get under your skin, activating your soul sounds. This podcast is channeled for the soul-led, light beings, conscious creators, intuitives, light workers, light leaders, and those remembering. You're invited to play with the sounds and expand into your true frequency. Let them flow through you and co-create with them. I'm Laís Court, associate and magic space holder for your inner light to shine through. Enjoy the experience. Welcome back to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse. Today I have another guest, and I hope that you're enjoying this guest episode as much as I am. And again, it's not an interview. We're going to be bringing messages through sound again, singing together and inviting spirit in. And today I have Annette. She's a manifestation coach, intuitive facilitator of healing and bhakti yogi. And she's not new to singing in a way, because bhakti yoga has a lot of chanting. She helps women in transition shift into living a life from their limitless potential rooted in soul truth, while as well leaving aside the wounded masculine way of living and allowing the divine feminine to find harmony within the masculine. Annette and I had a beautiful time together to bring these messages for you, and we invite you to hum along with us. Again, we start with a channeled message in the beginning, and then we move into sound. So even if you want to hum through the message and really allow it to touch you, please do. This is yours. Enjoy. This is just a test. This is part of the rest. This is the time where your soul travels along and meets the shore by the sea. This is the time where no matter how high or low are the tides, you can still see. This is the time where no obligations can hold you and no hallucinations behold you, because you know that the truth is right under that thin veil that have been draping softly for a while. You get to discover that no matter how far things go, you can still change and turn. That no matter how far out of your path you flew, it's just a matter of realigning to see it through. You know that no matter how shallow or how deep is your breath, you can always come back to that restful, peaceful repose, because you are in control of one thing and one thing only, and that's enough. Your prana, your energy, the path and direction in which you carry your breath. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your voice have length. Bring death to your voice. Bring death with flames. Ooh, ooh.
Through trust we are guided. Through trust we are held. Through trust we are reminded of the fire inside us all.
By little, you're starting to trust. Voice inside your gut. You have a power, this is inside. Bring that imagination to fly.
To be afraid, it's okay to be afraid. Allow the light to guide you on your way.
You're on your way. You're on your way. You're on your way. You're on your way. You're on your way. You're on your way.
Your ways for you, and that is truth. This is all meant for your descent. You're on your way.
Scared, don't feel shy. You're held up in the sky when you fly. Don't be scared,
shine your bright.
Don't feel shy,
bright light.
You're held. When you're flying up in the sky,
shine your bright light.
Shine. Bright.
seen by more than just yourself. Are you hiding that bright light even from yourself? Allow your light to shine bright.
You're on your way. You're on your way. Let it come true. Let it come true. You let it come true.
Guided even in the darkness. You are guided even in the darkness. Guided even when you're in fear. You're guided. Allow yourself to lean in to that guidance. Let yourself be caught. Let yourself be held. Let yourself crumble as it will be always held. Oh. Don't be scared to shine. You're more than just a little firefly. You're up high, held up high. Don't be scared to shine. Don't be scared to shine. Don't be scared.
You're needed bright. You're needed bright. And even your darkest night, you'll still be shining.
What is fear? What is fear? But a test above the rest. Fear is distrust. Allow yourself to drop the veil, this false security that is not shining you bright. Allow yourself to walk forward, stripped from the veil of distrust.
Ooh, ooh, you always shine. You always shine. Ooh, ooh, you always shine. Even in your dark, you shine. You shine. You shine. Behind the veil, you shine, you shine, you shine. Behind the veil, you shine. Take a deep breath to integrate your own light because you shine so bright. After we finished channeling this, I asked Annette about her experience and she had a very interesting answer for this. And also we talked a little bit about how she approaches manifestation. And I invite you to check the show notes to know which goddess energy you need to manifest what you want.
So good. I loved it.
I felt like, I don't know if you've ever had this experience. I used to have this experience a lot when I first started to meditate of like, I felt like the world was like in my throat. Like I felt like this, like, I guess like a pressure kind of thing of just like this like expansion. It kind of feels like this, like, I don't even know how to explain it, to be honest. I don't really know what it even is, but I felt that like throughout like my whole body. Like I felt like something larger than me in a way, right? Yeah, I don't know. That was interesting.
Love that.
It felt like something larger than me, right? I think that's also my work, feels like something larger than me, and we can get lost in our smaller self, but with and not being connected to our larger self, like capital S self, right? So like soul self. Yeah, and I just felt really at ease and calm and a little teary.
Oh, good feelings.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how what your clients experience working with you.
Yeah, so a lot of the times the women that I work with come in feeling like they're kind of living in that wounded masculine energy. So when I say wounded, I mean unbalanced, right? We still need the masculine to hold us. And they're usually in a state of stress and burnout and force in some degree in all areas of their life. And they're trying to manifest something greater than them, trying to kind of get to that space of soul-led living. And then after working with me, they have more stepped into their divine feminine. So I find when we are operating from wounded masculine, as society, I think, does, most people operate from that space of go, go, go. without the balance of the feminine. So after they work with me, their divine feminine is awoken, right? They are kind of understanding how to harmonize rather than to kind of push forward in one direction, how to balance their life. And they see balance in all areas. You know, it's not, if you're trying to manifest a new job, it's not just you get that new job or however that comes into fruition. It's you feel a balance and a harmony and greater joy and magic in all areas of your life, because manifestation is real life magic. So it kind of infuses itself in everything that you do.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And what they can expect from the link that I'm going to put on this show description.
Yeah, so the link below is a quiz to find out what goddess archetype you are missing from your manifestation process. So, you know, it's not crucial to include archetypal energies into your manifesting journey, but it does help, especially when you are feeling stuck, when you are kind of hit up against a wall and you're like, I don't really understand why I'm not receiving what I want. It kind of gives you, working with the goddess, so I work with a lot of the goddesses rooted in bhakti yoga or in yogic philosophy in general, so Hindu-based goddesses, and working with them allows us to unlock those codes within ourselves, right? So when we work with Lakshmi, the goddess of abundance, and we're struggling with money, she unlocks that inner abundance that's within us. So that's how we work with these goddesses, is about, yes, we can see as an entity outside of ourselves, but it's also an energy within ourselves. So it helps unlock us in those ways. So it helps you figure out which goddess you are missing in your life and how to invoke her and bring her in.
Yeah. They're all, when we work with archetypes, it's all parts of us that might be not activated at the moment, right? So you're working with activating them.
Yeah. And I believe, you know, it could be sometimes daunting to be like, oh, I'm starting my healing journey. Like, what the hell do I do now? Right. And it feels kind of like you kind of want to excavate and like go full force into everything. But what if we change that narrative, right? What if using these goddesses, or there's, you know, gods too, I use gods as well in the work that I do, but using just that structure of that one entity as just a mirror, like, okay, right now I'm working on my abundance, so I'm going to work with law. You know, it's kind of like it keeps your mind in check. It gives you a focal point, I think, because our emotions feel so ambiguous sometimes, right? So it kind of gives us that like look forward, at least for me and the people I work with, we need that, because we're always go.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Having that clear intention, that clear focus, like we're talking about.
Yeah.
If you're interested in unlocking these parts of you, click the link in the description and learn more about how you can work with Annette as well.
Yeah.
This was amazing, Annette. I love it.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for sharing this with me and with everyone.
Yeah, of course.
The Soul Sounds Lighthouse was brought to you from sunny Brazil to reach you anywhere in the world with our light. If this podcast touched you in any way, reach out on Instagram. You can DM me or you can tag me and share the goodness. And of course, if you wish to experience your own soul sounds, message me, Soul Sound Sanctuary. These sessions are a sacred soul journey to the temple of ecstatic dreams, where you can dive into the imaginal realm and express your sound current and the beauty of it. These sessions are channeled uniquely to you, to your moment, and to your astrological code. Can't wait to take you on this journey. Have a beautiful week.